وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human vices and human traits, that having them, both vices and traits, we either doom and condemn ourselves, or we become successful in this world and in the hereafter. Among the vices that we've been looking at, you know, continuation from our previous episode, is dhulm, oppression to oneself. Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَانَ ظَلُومًا. He surely is super oppressive, continuously oppressive. So we need to take that into account. And we were mentioning the consequences that comes with oppression, whether to ourselves or whether to other people. We mentioned one of which is being that we will be deprived of success, لا يفلح الظالمون, and be deprived of guidance, لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. The third one that today I want to discuss with you is, it is the cause to all our problems. It is the cause to all our pains. It is the cause to all our sickness. It is the cause to our poverty. It is the cause for our kids to be either astray, they go on the wrong path, or to even, God forbid, die. It is the cause for us to lose our wealth. Sometimes it would lead to death. Sometimes it leads to punishment. All of these are causes, or actually consequences and effects of dhulm and oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that says this to us in chapter At-Tur, verse 47. Allah says, وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, surely, indeed, for those who are oppressive, عَذَابًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. Surely we have a punishment for them before the actual punishment. However, most of them do not know. Now, logically speaking, why would any human being put himself in such a situation where he brings punishment to himself? It's like I'm saying to people, you can come and lash my body, hit me. Come make me sick, give me all the viruses, come take all my money, come kill me. That's just ridiculously insane. That's insanity. This is the true sense of insanity. Yet we do it without realizing. That's why Allah says, لا يعلمون. They don't know what they are doing. So we have to pay attention to what kind of oppression am I doing, or I could be doing to myself and to others without realizing. If my akhlaq is bad, then I'm oppressing people. If I'm not giving my body what it requires in terms of knowledge, in terms of ibadah, in terms of this and that, then I'm being oppressive. If I listen to music, I'm oppressing myself. If I eat haram, I'm oppressing myself. And so on and so forth. And Allah, in return, He says, because of your own oppression, then we're going to take everything away from you. And if you look at the sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not do, you see that each sin has a consequence. There is no sin without a consequence. If a person lies, there's a consequence that will follow, an effect. If a person cheats, there's an effect. If a person gossips, there's an effect. And all of these effects are on my expense. I will lose something in return. I would either lose something in the moral sense, in the spiritual sense, or lose something in the material sense, in the physical sense. I will lose. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that oppression to ourselves and oppression to others would lead to us causing ourselves pain in every single way, in every dimension, in every aspect of our lives. Something that me and you, we do not need to do. Also, Allah says, when a person becomes an oppressor, he will be deprived of the blessings of this life, whatever it has to offer, whatever pleasures that this life has to offer. A person might deprive himself of that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very beautiful classical story in chapter Al-Kahf, in verse 35, about a man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him everything he wanted. And he's giving him heavens, gardens, which bear fruits of different types, of different multitudes. But that person did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was an oppressor. In return, Allah took everything from him. The verse goes, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. He entered his garden while he is being oppressive to himself. قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. I don't think this will ever finish, because he's looking at the beauty of his garden and the size of his garden, the fruits of the garden. He's like, this is a very solid, very strong garden. I don't think that anything's going to happen to that. And then, not only that, he moves a step further. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. And I don't think there'll be a day of judgment. Mind you, Adhan, he's saying, I doubt. So he's not certain. And if you would pay attention, that you'll see me and you, the way we live our life, we live it exactly the same as this person. Because when we deal with people, when we deal with things around us, we deal as if this, what we have, will last forever. As if my wealth, my job, my family, everything, my house, my car, would remain. This is how we believe. And also, because we have so much hopes and aims in life, death never crosses our heads, never crosses our minds. Which means, we are saying in another word, that we don't believe that hour is going to come. Because if we truly believe that the Sa'ah, day of judgment, death will come, then you would see that everybody would act differently. Everyone would do exactly what Allah wants, and we wouldn't have this mess in this world that we already have. So we, me and you, we are exactly doing the same as this guy is doing, but we don't realize it. And then he says, this man goes to say, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. And then he says, وَلَئِنْ رُدُدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And if I go back to Allah, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. I will find better than that. So obviously, based on this, that this person's a mu'min, he's not a kafir, his action puts him in the state of doubts. His belief, he says, no, I will go to Allah. But yet he says, if I go to Allah, Allah will give me even better. So how did this person brought the two negatives in one? He brought the fact that he had denial in Allah's will and Allah's capacity to take everything from him, and yet believing that Allah will give him everything. So Allah says, no, my friend, you are zalim. And then Allah took everything from him. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.